Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
To the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show, a guy we call Sultan, the all-pro, a defensive end, the acting legend, Hunter, all parts in between, the amazing man of football, of acting, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. And please, everybody, we wish you this is Easter. This is Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving weekend, in effect here.
And it's great to share this with everybody. We've been around a long time, Mike and I, and this is a wonderful moment to continue the show under the spirit of God and country.
That's it. One of the great holidays is Thanksgiving, because you're not having to give gifts and all that stuff. You just get together with your families and argue politics around the table. What the heck? It's good.
Yes, thank you.
and then you can decorate this weekend as well, too. You're a big guy, Fred Dreyer, to pull out decorations and stuff. You got those NFL special decorations for the tree. You do a great job, as I might say, during the holidays, decorating and making your house sparkle. Those twinkle lights that you do are just fabulous.
Do we have a picture of
me? No, we don't. But we're going to take some this year and maybe on next week on the show.
Darn it. You know, I was really hoping that we would be able to share that. That's a secret thing of mine.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that about
you. Tree decoration in the summer.
You climb the trees in your yard, and actually, from what I remember taking pictures, you were way up there decorating, and everything is beautiful.
I needed 2 tin cans to yell down to you.
You did, and we had the string on there and everything. And you said, turn it on, and I thought you meant turn it off, and so we had a problem for a while.
Yeah, well, the two words sound alike.
Now, aren't we glad we had that opening segment so we can set the... But Tony, we have a guest on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Ferragamo is going to be with us. Well-known Hall of Fame quarterback. He should be in the Hall of Fame, I'm telling you. And a guy from Nebraska, too.
I'm going to put him in tonight.
That's what I like about you. You get things done.
I'm telling you. This is going to be a new year-ending resolution for me to get Vinny in.
Get this, put him in. And let's throw you in there while we're at it.
Why not? I'm going to be there.
Could I get in, too? Could I?
I'm going to be carrying his footballs. So.
That's good. All right, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, there's a lot of changes in quarterbacks in football. We're going to talk about this disappointing season.
The subject of it is blown leadership decisions by NFL football teams.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So am I.
Yeah. Okay, we got that. Thank you. Welcome back here to the director here on the show, our video director, shouts out, cameras are hot. And Fred shouted back at the director, so am I. Yeah. Fred, by the way, is sporting the new dryer beard. That if those of you, we are on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio Networks. You're getting us on radio stations around the country. We're on Sirius XM Channel 217, XM Channel 203, online with Sirius XM at Channel 967. And so those of you that have video, because we're on Roku and CRNTalk.com and Twitter and Tiki Live and Facebook Live, Fred has the new beard here. This is kind of setting a trend.
Well, we're going to make it available to people. We're
How are you doing
it.
That?
Well, we're showing it to people, yeah. And if you want one, then you have to send away for it.
Okay,
we'll
it's
make
a kit.
That available. Well, yeah, it's a stick-on.
Just in time for the holidays.
It's a stick-on.
It's a stick-on.
Imagine coming down the stairs and sitting down around the turkey, and you have a new goatee you just picked up 15 minutes ago.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it is.
Now, we've got a lot of changes here. It seems like a team gets momentum all of a sudden. There's none. Look at the Jets and the New York Giants. New York had these teams winning. All of a sudden, they've hit like a stumbling block. And all of a sudden,
yeah, Daniel Jones and the people like that.
Yeah, we got quarterbacks that are being changed and stuff. What Carolina this week has got Sam Darnold starting up against the Broncos. There's a quarterback change there. The Jets, what's going on with the Jets here? They're making changes as well, too. They're benching Zach Wilson.
Well, look, as I mentioned to you, our guest is going to be Vince Ferragamo here in a minute. We're going to bring him in here. But the point of Vinny being on the show, the importance is Vinny was a leader in every sense of the word and an accomplished quarterback in the league. And my question that we're going to pose to him is, of all the quarterbacks selected in the last 10 years in the National Football League, how many quarterbacks have actually made it in terms of being a leader for their franchise? And my feeling is that there's a responsibility that falls somewhere between the quarterback itself and the quarterback coach, head coach, offensive coordinator, and the philosophy of what that team is asking that quarterback to do. So what we want to do is find out from Vinny what his opinions about that subject matter are. Vinny, are you there?
Vince?
I'm here, Freddie, but I can't imagine you with a beard and a goatee. Right,
it's
now.
Happening. It's
I'm going to get you one.
I put in for one already, Vince. We're all going to have them here. They're great.
Oh, wow. But, hey, Fred, you raised the best point about quarterbacks coming out early in the draft.
Thank you.
Each year they have, what, two or three drafted in the first round, a couple in the second round. And, you know, there's so many quarterbacks coming out. And in the last 10 years, how many have actually gone on to be a great leader? I mean, I can name a couple that, mm-hmm. that come to mind. I can name Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. I can name probably Justin Herbert.
Right.
You know, and I can name Joey Burrow. You know,
I can name Baker Mayfield, whatever happened to him.
Well, let me tell you.
Why would you drag that corpse into the...
Because Baker Mayfield was having that big college game and they were going back and forth against Mahomes.
That's 5.5 years
ago. I know, and look what happened. Mahomes
is there. I love Baker's commercials. That's about the best.
He's good. I heard on the radio that somebody was in a conversation saying that Baker Mayfield would make an excellent college football commentator. And I think that perhaps maybe somewhere down the road here he's going to leap out of this pro football gig, and he's going to sign a big contract to be one of the top flight college quarterback commentators that we have.
Yeah, just like Tony Romo. Yeah, Tony Romo's done a great job with that too.
He's done a very good job.
Troy Aikman, another great analyst on TV, but. Yeah, there's so much that goes into being a quarterback, and Freddie knows. I mean, it's like he mentioned leadership. That's the number one quality of the quarterback. Not so much his talent, but how does he relate to the team? How does he make everybody around him play better? And then those players that play with the quarterback, how do they make the quarterback better? And Fred mentioned coaching and the ownership. You have to take ownership of the team. The owner, I mean, look at Daniel Jones with the Giants. Look at what Brian Daboll has done with him. He's entirely changed his whole career around.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, expand on that a little bit.
Well, he innovatively, Fred, they generate plays that trick defenses. Today you can do so much on offense, but if you're stagnant and you have just a vanilla offense, it's very difficult for a quarterback. I mean, I've been telling Joe Lombardi to start changing it up for Justin Herbert. This guy is talented. He's got a 4.2 GPA. He can run. He's 6'5", 230. He's got a great arm. I mean, there's nothing he cannot do. So you have to move the pocket, change it, do trick plays, do all kind of stuff. Why do you think Patrick Mahomes is the way he is right now? Because he's got a great coaching staff in front of him.
That's true.
Hey, you know, it's interesting, Vin, that I was watching Mahomes, over the years here, and what makes him great is he's not trying to sway anybody. He is very well locked into knowing what he can do skill wise, and he's now hooked up with the right coordinator, the right head coach in Andy Reid and his group, Bieniemy, and all these people, to where he now can sit there and say, I'd like to sprint out here, and I don't know who I'm going to throw it to, but I know I can get the ball down the field once I get outside the tackle box. You know, there's things there where they allow him to do ad lib, and once he's successful, it ignites the team.
It really is true, Fred. It's the taking on the philosophy of the coach. And I remember when Patrick Mahomes was a young quarterback, Andy Reid would walk up to the sideline with him after each session on the field. He'd sit down with him on the sideline and just go over stuff, what they were doing. And
right.
it's just the mentality of it. Like when you look at the game last week, I don't know if you saw the Chargers play the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
They were running a 2-yell, Fred. And what that means is, Fred knows, Mike, what that means is they're doubling deep. They're not playing Tyreek Hill, so they don't need to go to Yale. They ran that successfully when they were playing against him. This team, you know, their two starters, Hardman and Juju Schuster were out of the lineup, and they had Kelce at tight end, mm-hmm. and they put Derwin James. There's nobody in the league one-on-one that can cover a receiver, a good receiver one-on-one. There's nobody. That's the only player they had. They should have doubled. And then what do you see when they run to Yale? What's that tell the quarterback? There's an if there's an alley up the middle, run. There's no one covering the
takes off. Exactly.
It's like so smart. I mean, come on.
How are they going to look against the Rams this week?
To figure this out,
Vince. How are they going to look against the Rams this week? I think what are they 15.5 point favorites?
They're going to have a plan again. Like
thanks for bringing that
will.
Up.
Sorry.
Well, but look, Vinny. You know, when you were quarterbacking the Rams, you had Pat Hayden. And you had Shaq Harris, and there were like four Ram players that were of equal standing on the team in terms of the team willing to accept them as leaders, and it was I know you guys you know suffered greatly. With a lack of imaginative offense, that and that's just the fact of the matter, you know. And when we get back, we want to discuss your time here and how you rose up and beyond your responsibilities to become a leader.
That's right. There was a quarterback controversy when Vince Ferragamo, our guest, was playing. Vince Ferragamo, can you hang in one more segment here?
Sure will. All right. Sounds good.
Vince Ferragamo doing a great job with us here. That's the amazing Fred Dreyer with the goatee. And by the way, there will be available. You can order up the goatee packages in time for the Christmas holiday. So Fred will give you details a little bit later on.
And you know, I feel more confident the longer I have it.
And it's looking better all the time. Stroke that, would you, a little bit there just to keep it? There we go. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Our guest, Vince Ferragamo, is with us here today. Vinny, one of the all-time great quarterbacks for the Rams, played in the Canadian Football League for a while, but really took the Rams to the Super Bowl, along with this guy here, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I was just on the bus. That's all I was doing.
Yeah, you were there.
Right, Vinny? Come on.
Well, you made the difference, Freddie.
Remember the special moment when Frank Corral missed the extra point?
Oh,
in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and the whole row behind us had Johnny Carson in it, but the whole row behind us was loaded with gamblers, and they were yelling at Frank, telling him they were going to kill him right after the game.
For the rest of the game,
Frank was sitting as close as you could to people.
We would have covered the spread if he would have kicked that.
That's exactly right.
Of course. But we can get into this conversation about who of us had the point spread.
Don't bring up sore memories for a lot of us.
Who had the point spread? There was a couple of guys that almost committed suicide on the sideline.
He would. All right.
Well, anyway, we're
talking about quarterbacks and changes. And Vince Ferragamo, you had controversy. Is it Pat Hayden? Is it you? Is it whatever Harris you were talking about? All these different things going on. And when they finally settled in with you, they made the right choice. And you were knocking them dead in college when you were with Nebraska, with the Huskers, and doing that deal. So, but it took the team a while to come and realize you were the guy, Vince. It took them too long, I think.
Well, it's hard for a rookie quarterback to come in this league and be effective the first year, or even sometimes the second year. It's just there's a maturation process that has to occur. I mean, you have to win over the franchise. You have to win over your players that play with you. And so I was able to, you know, slowly step in. And then when I first got the opportunity to come in, I think it was overdue. It was time for me to play, and I had to produce. And I think a lot of it had to do with the players around me. It was the right chemistry. Everybody just were in sync with one another. We had a great team. I think the one element that came to mind was the deep threat. You know, being able to throw the deep ball and keeping the defense off balance. And
had receivers that could outrun coverage.
That's good.
Yeah,
we had them, and we had a quarterback that could deliver it. And not only could do that, but Vinny, you were able to actually see our little receivers running down the field.
That's good.
Well, you know, when they get that far down the field, Fred, they're all about the same size anyway. So when they can run real fast, you can just see the blur.
Throw it to the little guy yelling at you. The guy waving his arms in the end zone. That's the guy.
George Farmer, Drew Hill. I mean, they were all great. Ron Jesse, Harold Jackson, those guys.
Jesse was unbelievable.
I love Ron Jesse. I mean, it's a sad shame that a lot of the guys are not with us anymore. But they were remarkable for that in that league at that time. And if we had the rules they have today, Fred, it would have been a whole different ballgame.
We would have been.
But I have to tell you, Michael.
Yes.
That we had perhaps one of the best defenses ever.
Fred was on that defense.
When you have that confidence as an offensive player, you know, hey, whatever happens, our defense will step in and shut them down. And
for,
they didn't walk
for
on
10
the
years.
When the,
For yeah. 10 years. 10 years, we led the league. Look it up.
Especially the year we went to the Super Bowl, Fred. And defenses win championships, Fred. You know that.
Well, yeah, sure.
And that's the reason why we were in the Super Bowl. Not because
you played that come-up-ins team there with that quarterback. Whatever happened to that guy, Terry Bradshaw. I was playing at Pittsburgh at the time in the Super Bowl.
Awesome.
I was going. Let me ask you, Vince, did Fred ever help you or annoy you during a game by shouting at you during the game or anything like that? Did he help you or hinder you?
Well, I thought that about leadership in you, Vinny.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the difference. Freddie was an inspirational player.
I
mean, he would inspire everybody around him to play loose and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it was. That's where we played.
And if you didn't play that way, you know, I felt sorry for you, but don't stand next to me.
You know, he's inspirational here in the radio business, Vince. He goes into the complimentary candy jar and he picks out candy and hands it out to the staff. And everybody loves Fred when he comes into the office.
Well, you have to be likable. That was the way everybody played for each other. We're always as good as the guy next to us. And that's the way
I want to ask you something here before time slips away. I want to ask you... What your work ethic had to be to get by Kenny? What was our offensive coordinator's name? What the heck was his name? Kenny.
Did we have an offensive coordinator?
Well, we did because he's the one. Ray Malavasi was a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And coaches on offense too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
you didn't have as many in those days as you do now. There's so many coaches out there now.
Well,
so anyway, your question
is Paul Lanham was the quarterback coach, but he had something. He wasn't the coordinator though.
No, Paul, I don't know what Paul was doing, but everybody had to get it past the coach, and everybody was saying, let's give our quarterback you, and let's give our guys a reason to get out there and play football. It sounds stupid, but there has to be a reason, and that is to execute your offense and your defense. In your case, the offense. You had to execute the plays called in the huddle, and if you had to, you had audible out. Did you have any troubles with the coaching staff when you decided that's not a good play for this defense?
No, it was. We had, in those days we didn't have plays written on our wrists, and we had to study the game plan and just come up with plays, make our own calls. We had check with me's at the line of scrimmage. But Fred, when we played, you remember, games were won and lost at the line of scrimmage, and they're still won and lost today at the line of scrimmage.
And the color commentators don't know that, by the way.
Yeah, they don't know that stuff. They don't, and you check with me if you got. Randy White over here, you're going to run opposite him. Or you got, just all the best players. And you just take your best game to your opponent. And, you play with confidence and you do what's right. But, quarterbacks have to think of a lot of different stuff. And, you got to be aware of the clock and the situation and, rally the troops, call the play in the huddle. I mean, I see some great quarterbacks that can really utilize their skills communicating to the players. And that's how it gets done, on the field, because everything's done in a wink of an eye. It's done on a spur of the moment, instinctively, that you have to do. And
the great ones
have it.
Kenny Meyer,
yep.
Yeah, Kenny came in from the Jets with Namath. When Chuck brought him in here in 73.
Yeah. Namath played for the Rams the year before Vince came in.
Yeah, 77.
77, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I was just having lunch today with the gal that used to babysit Joe Namath when he was a little kid, when he was 10 years old.
Come on.
in Pittsburgh, a nice Italian family. Used to babysit Joe and tell him what kind of a ruckus kind of kid he was when he was a young kid, but it was fun. It was funny to really
she,
good friends with him.
She get her Medicare.
It was fun to see him come to the Rams.
Does she get her Medicare benefits from him now from that TV commercial?
Oh,
he's 90 years old. He still has got a great memory.
It's good.
That's
we
rough.
Don't.
Yeah.
It took us all the whole show to come up with the coach, but that's all right.
That's right.
We're doing fine.
That's fine. So Vin, and wrapping up this this august conversation. Let me ask you, today, what do you do if you're an organization and you got a guy like Zach Wilson who walks out of these press conferences like he's done? He just says, I'm not talking about that. And he says, nope, I'm not doing that. Nope. And gets up and walks out. He's the head. He's the pivotal point of leadership. If you've spent a lot of money on this guy and he drafted him third in the first round, And he shows up and he collapses like this. He's unable to handle leadership roles and do the things necessary for people to rally behind him. If I'm a player, you know, on the team, and I see the politic working against the quarterback, you know, I try to do something, you know, to lift his spirits and tell him don't worry about this stuff and rally around him. Well, there's some quarterbacks that don't earn that support from his teammates, you know, and it's very difficult. And I looked at a list of these quarterbacks, and there's so many of them over the last 5-7 years that have not earned the right to lead their team. And
well, you're right, Fred.
You know what? So what do you do when you've got guys? You know, I mean, you know, Baker Mayfield is one. You can pretty figure out who they are, but it's, you know, Zach Wilson. He's been in the league a couple of years. So you know, what's the responsibility for the coach or for the owner, for the general manager or whoever it might be, to pull him aside and say, let me tell you something. You better pull your head out of your rear end. You're the lead focal point on this team. We have to have special leadership from you, and the next time you wear your hat backwards in a press conference, I'm going to crack you across the head.
Well, you mentioned so many great things, Fred. It's always disappointing, and you can always enjoy the great fruits of a win, but you know, when things go bad, you really have to just dig down deep, and you really have to front it and look in the mirror and say, look, you know, I have to play better as a player. And for a Zach Wilson who's got a great arm and a great, but, you know, money talks. And these kids come out of college today making so much money. What are you going to do, Fred?
Nobody teaches them a thing. It's a shame.
More money than ever before. Hang on, Vinny. Yeah. We're going to come back here. We'll wrap things up with Vince Ferragamo. You're in tune with the Sports Lounge. Come to you on Sirius XM, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Good to have Vince Ferragamo as our guest. Fred Dreyer, of course, always here. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Take a quick break. Back with more in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
Bring more joy to your world when you find what you love and love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and more.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of our program here today, and another star of the show today. We're very honored to have with us Vince Ferragamo.
Vinny is the best
from the Los Angeles Rams and one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Welcome back here to the show. You were going to ask Vin about what the organization should
do. Yeah, here's my, I think my last point on this subject matter is, how do we help young quarterbacks who were drafted really high, first, second, third in the first round, and given millions of dollars guaranteed up front, and they don't have anybody to shepherd them from the warm fuzziness of college into pro football. And they don't have the wherewithal to understand how to learn to set themselves up to be a leader. How would a team proffer by making that the focal point for their new quarterbacks?
Well, Freddie, that's the million-dollar question, because they've got so much money invested in these young quarterbacks coming out of college that you're relying on, you know, what they've done in the past and what they could offer to their new team. But in the pro ranks, it's so different. The game, the speed of the game, the preparation, and what you do, it so much depends on everything being in place for a winning team. And you look at some of the franchises that continue to struggle. When you finally get the right coaching combination and you get the right player personnel in the lineup, quarterbacks require probably full attention by the management and ownership. And, you know, in L.A., you talked about earlier, Fred, there's always been a quarterback controversy. And that was just the style. That was the nature of the L.A. Rams. And every quarterback coming on the scene would kind of know in the background that, hey, there's going to be a controversy. And, you know, everybody's going to have to produce at some point. But I think for young quarterbacks today, you obviously have to have the skill position players around them. You have to have a really good running back. You have to have a good receivers, and you have to have a good offensive line to protect the quarterback. But more importantly than that is that through coaching, you can make it easier on the quarterback by the way you proceed with your game calling and game planning and how you adapt your offensive philosophy and your blocking schemes up front for running, and what kind of pass plays you put in. If a quarterback struggles, you want to throw him a lot of quick screens. You want to throw screen type of plays, quick passes. Don't let him sit in the pocket there too long if you have a suspect offensive line. You know, those kind of things. There are so many things to think about, but you can make it so much easier and better if you have a great coaching staff
It's interesting you say that. Yeah, Fran Tarkenton, who was my teammate with the Giants in 69 through 71, and then he went to the Vikings, and then I went back to the Rams in 72. What he told me was, it's up to the quarterback to establish leadership out of the position of doing. So he would look at the defensive game plan that week, or whoever they were playing. They were playing Cleveland with a great front four. You know, all those teams in 1969 through 79, all of those teams had great front fours. There were a lot of teams that had great front fours that gave quarterbacks a real problem. Well, what he would do is he would put in an offense that would get the defensive linemen that they were playing that week to go laterally sideline to sideline instead of charging up the field into his face. So he had to make that type of offense work, and it inevitably would work. And you know, he was a great Hall of Fame quarterback, and he had a great feel for how to move his team against all fronts, against all teams that were great and not so great, and so. He had that ability, but somebody of lesser skill or lesser tenure would not necessarily, think of it that way.
Right.
And,
they would know that.
And so I looked at stuff as a defensive lineman. All of us did. Is that what is this team trying to do? And we would get reports every week. That the one thing that we had to be worried about is that we're playing a quarterback who's haven't maybe won as much, but he has great skills and he's got great leadership and he knows how to distribute the football, out of that success comes the leadership you want.
Right, and I think that's the intangible trait. Fred, that the quarterbacks have, that great leadership ability sets them apart from the rest of the competition.
Right.
But
yeah.
Like you mentioned, systematic play calling, systematic play design, it helps the quarterback, and that's a lot of coaching comes through. But you need a quarterback to recognize those things. And everything done on the football field is done in a split second. So you really have to have a great understanding of the game. Your preparation has to be spot on, and you know you really need to come prepared each and every week. And that's the biggest thing I can take away from, you know, the league and some of these young quarterbacks. They just need time to develop that skill, and you got to have the right coaching.
And here it is, Zach Wilson. He's number two is Joe Flacco. Mike White starts. Joe Flacco is second, and Wilson
not even
will
there on the
be
list.
Will be third in the pecking order, but he's going to be inactive. You can't beat somebody up in front of the team and ask the team to play for him and respect him.
You know? Right, you have to treat everybody reasonably equal. You know, it doesn't matter. Some guys have a poor performance one week, come back the next week and just have a great game. You know, in that game last week, they scored 3 points. You know, a lot of it was his ability as a quarterback. He can throw anything he wants to throw. Well, at some point in time, you need someone with experience as a quarterback coach to sit him down and say, look, buddy, this is the way you need to do it. Okay, and you can't just rely on your arm. Your arm talent is one thing. You've got to be smart in how you throw the ball and when you throw it. You know, timing and location and where you throw the ball is probably more important than having a great arm.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So
the intelligence
they still
level.
Haven't found that out, and you got Robert Saleh, who's a defensive coach. So they're gonna stumble a little bit. But Zach Wilson has the talent, but he needs someone who's gonna settle him down and tell him how to play the game.
That's true.
And they don't have anybody there to tell him.
I would tell him this one thing. You're a defensive coach. Bring somebody in from the offense that has a direct relationship with Zach Wilson.
There you go.
And have him be the mouthpiece for Zach Wilson. And make Zach Wilson professional in terms of his appearance for meetings. Turn your hat around, take your hat off, and let people know that you are a corporate leader of a multi-billion-dollar corporation. It may not be the number one thing that you want to hear, but you know these guys. You're asking them to come out of college and play pro football. At the same time, you're asking them to come out of college and be a leader of a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They don't have the skills for that. You got to help them.
Hey, Mike, you should ask Freddie how many times he's seen a great defensive lineman, or a defensive lineman has a lot of talent, but he's not using the right moves. And if Fred could just sit there and say, look, you got to bull rush him here, or just fake the bull rush and do a speed rush, or fake outside and do an arm shift underneath. You know,
hey, I mean, as the salaries go up, they don't listen.
That guy.
But as the salaries go up, a lot of them don't listen either. You guys,
they don't want to listen.
Yeah, it's true.
They know too much.
Yeah, sometimes they know more than someone else there. Hey, Vinny, you're the best. And right now, I want to make sure everybody knows you've got a winery right now, and you've got some wines that people should know about. Am I correct?
Well, we have Vince Ferragamo Vineyards. Yeah, it's been the 2019, actually, Mike. I don't think you've tried it yet. It's probably one of our best efforts. It's a Super Tuscan. It's the Caressa J that we do, and it's a really nice wine that's been you know, well-received by the people who drink it, but a lot of people don't know about it. But you can look us up on our website.
What's Vince the website?
VinceFerragamoVineyards.com.
Vince Ferragamo Vineyards with an S.com. That's it?
Right.
Fred, you should go there. And do you have any port? Because that's all. Fred just likes port. Unfortunately, you would like the Clarissa J, though. You really would.
Well, I'm sure he'd like me.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, Vinny, you're the best. Thanks for taking some time.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy the vacation that
God
you guys
bless you.
Are you on? You're not on until next Wednesday, right?
Well, we'll be on Wednesday, next Saturday, Sunday. We'll be on. We're here. We don't take
time.
Any.
Okay,
this
we'll love your show. Keep it up.
Thank you, Vinny. There goes the great Vince Ferragamo. He's one of the greats over there. I'm telling you, he looks good, too. That was a good shot that we had of him there. That's good. Now, by the way, Nikki from Nebraska said to say hi to Vince because she's a big...
Oh, she was back there when he was back there.
Exactly. And she really likes him. And we got a lot of people wishing you some good things here today. We got Bernard says he thinks Lionel Taylor was the offensive coordinator in 1980. But that was not correct. Chris, by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. And Fred, prior to Hunter, did you know Stephanie Kramer? Did you know Stephanie before Hunter?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
And happy Thanksgiving from Lori and Rachel and Joan saying, my daughter and I are both cooking Thanksgiving dinner. Pamela says, happy belated birthday, Mr. Horn. By the way, Pam, thank you so much for the birthday card she sent out to me. I really appreciate that. That was very nice. Bernard is saying, hello, Mike and Fred from Ottawa. We got Rachel Joan, and she says, hello, Mike and Fred. We're both doing well, by the way, to say that for you. Now, we got some questions from the neighbors out there for you, Fred.
And so
if we can go to that right now, our first question here comes from the fan mail. You write Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. The question from Norma for you, Fred, she said, between coaches and players getting drunk and abusing substances, what would you think about the NFL instating a substance abuse program? Fred, what do you think
about
that?
Well, first of all, you're assuming a great deal. You're assuming that coaches and players are drunks and they abuse substances. Some do, but not enough to institutionalize a movement to start a program like that. So the league would call the people in charge of those substance abuses and they would say, you know, we'll help you hook up with these guys so you can take care of it yourself. The league isn't really in the business of taking care of people's problems like that.
Pamela says, hi, Mr. Dreyer, sharing some photos of the talented, lovely women who had the pleasure of filming a love scene with you.
Mm.
And here's number one for you and the lovely Stephanie Kramer. This is, you guys, look at, this is a pretty good scene here. I got to watch, what episode was that one? Look at this.
I don't know.
That's a lip lock that looks like I better break it up.
Which one?
It's on the screen right now. Check it out. Most of your favorite fans are envious and in love with you and Hunter the way he was portrayed by you. One of the reasons your series is still a favorite after
I had to warn all these women, there's five of them, I had to warn all of them that my kiss could knock them out.
So, when we come back, we'll talk to you about the kisses for our radio fans. We'll show them to you straight ahead. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge. Don't go wandering off. One and only Fred Dreyer will be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Don't forget, email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And Pamela sent in some pictures of a lot of beautiful women that have worked with you over the years.
Yes.
Of course, Stephanie Kramer leads off the league right there, and she is there. Well, that's probably one of the best shots right there of you two together. And
that's
I don't know what was
Stephanie,
happening.
That's not Stephanie, I don't believe.
It sure does look like her. And then we go to this shot over here. Can you identify this next person who doesn't have her face right to you, but you're giving her a hug, and she's a lovely blonde, all in white, just. It seems like she's enjoying looking at you.
Well, she was saying that I want to go back to my trailer, and I said, not right now.
Well, that was just, okay, that was part of the show. Now, here's another blonde, also kind of in a sort of a silvery-colored outfit over here, and she is admiring. It looks like maybe your goatee. I'm not quite sure.
No, she's saying right now, you know what, Freddie? You should really think about growing a goatee.
So that could be. And then we have this picture here. Now, here it looks like you're in a lake or something, and it looks like one of those Here to Eternity shots.
We're floating on a lake.
Where you got her down on the ground there, and you're looking into, I don't know, looking into her eyes.
Lydia, she was sultry.
Was she sultry?
Yeah, she was.
Okay. And then lastly, we have this one right here. This looks like you guys are on maybe a roller coaster.
I don't know what that is.
This woman is smiling a lot. You're like kind of serious.
I don't know her name, but she played a great crazy woman.
Oh, she was. So she looked crazy.
Doesn't she look crazy?
Yeah. Well, she did possibly a little bit there.
She did a great job.
All right. That's our show. Now, and here we are back again to the goatee. Don't forget, the goatee kits are available for the holidays.
Soon. They'll be soon. Snap them on. That's what they are.
We'll try and get them up on Amazon.
Snap on goatees.
Dryer-a-thon, I think we got it going on, too. Yes. We're here every week at this time on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Station, Sirius XM. Glad to be part of your day here today. As always, email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dryer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Happy, happy Thanksgiving to one and all. God bless you.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.